Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, alongside my co-hosts and best friends, Miriam and Roya. Season two, baby.
Vibes, season two vibes.
When are we going to retire the sentence, season two,
In
baby?
season three.
When it's season three, yeah.
Well, is it going to be season three,
Roy, what
baby?
kind of dumb question is that?
But it'll change family members.
Season
Oh,
two,
yeah.
mommy. Or season three, I mean.
Yeah, you
Season
can say
three,
that part. I'm not saying that.
grandpa.
Meemaw.
Season seven, Jeep job.
Season 35, family dog.
Anyways.
Season 87, late great grandfather.
I think we've killed it. I think we're beating a dead horse. We're beating a dead horse.
Anyways, I think Miriam's really excited for this episode because this time the three of
What?
us are all in the same boat of school.
Yeah, our first week,
Frick
we're officially
you.
done.
How
I had one
did
class.
it feel to be back?
Oh, honestly, I'm back on campus. It's fun. Like I'm seeing all like class friends now. Like people I recognize from like first year who are in my classes. And it's just fun being on campus and running into people. Like for example, the other day I was walking with my friend. Then I'm like on like the main street of like our campus and I hear someone like call my name really loudly. I'm like, "What?" And I look and there's like a car like pulling up to like the intersection and it's one of my coworkers. And he's like, "Oh yeah," and he's like so cute. He's like, "Oh yeah," and he's like sticking his head out of the window and he's waving at me. And I'm like, "Hey!" And then, like, oh, he's a cutie. But it's so refreshing. It's so fun seeing people.
I like didn't mind online school, but then going back in person, I was like, "Whoa,
Oh, you went in
online
person
school is
too?
not that great." Yeah, I have one class in person on
Like,
Tuesdays.
I have an online class, and for me, I like the mix. But one thing I will laugh about, basically lots of my courses are in like near the eng build, like engineering, like where they have their courses. So I keep joking. I was like, oh, time to find a STEM husband. Like here, like I am in prime location. But I realized since I'm in always in the engineering areas, so I was like, I'm not an engineer. What if they think I am? But little
Yeah,
do
what
they
if they,
know,
yeah.
I barely passed grade 11 functions. Like I'm such a fraud. So
Literally, they know. I don't know
yeah,
addition.
little do they know I'm dumb as shit. Like,
Little do they know, I know little.
yeah. But
Thanks, guys.
another thing, lots of the time I'm walking in one of the buildings and like a lecture just ended and like basically you like have to leave the building. Like you can't sort of like
Hang out.
wander. Yeah, you
Yeah.
can't like loiter around. So it's like everyone's like in a rush to move. And then I see people here and there, and I'm like, wow, that person's so good looking. And I was like, but they're wearing a mask. They could be mask fishing me easily.
Mask
Mask
fishing.
thief.
I've
Really? Never heard that.
Oh,
Yeah. Is
that a
no,
thing? But it
pretty
does make
sure.
sense,
Yeah. I was like, for example, me, I feel like I could be mask fish. Like I feel like my eyes are really like dazzling and charming, but I don't know if my face matches up.
I just think like my eyes are so beautiful and like wonderful and
Yeah.
I think I have a very distinct like eyebrows and eyes. So like the
Yeah,
other
you
day,
have, yeah, eyebrows
I
that have a life of its own.
They do. I was walking on campus. I was walking on campus yesterday and I was wearing a mask and I saw two of my coworkers. And they're like, Miriam, in my head. After I said hi to them, I was like, how did they know it was me? And then it hit me. I just had one class this week because we started on Thursday. And I have one lecture every day. None of them are in the morning. So I don't really start my day till like one, which sucks
I
because
don't like that
I like
personally.
morning classes, but I'm gonna force myself to like get up early. But my class that I had on Thursday was actually so great. It's a full year and it's taught by four different lawyers and each of them tackle like a different topic. And we have like a research paper that's due at the end of the year. And I'm so excited for this class. It's gonna be so good.
And will it be
Our
in person, like
yeah.
after 2 weeks? Okay, that's
It's
great.
only like there's only 15 students.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
So it's
that's
really, really
sick.
small. And also, it's kind of funny. There's this one person in my class. Okay, so my program overall is very small. There's 75 people per like year. So there's 75 people in the third year, like doing the program. And there's this one guy who I'm not gonna say his name. His name he has the name of
I'm
a of
not
a he has the name of a herb.
I'm not gonna say his name. Proceeds to like
I
he's
didn't say his
about
name.
to
I
drop his
didn't
name. I
His
know.
name is the name of a herb. or whatever the fuck you want to say. Yeah. Well, cilantro? I never really no.
Thyme.
No, his name
Rosemary.
No. Anyways, in last year, like obviously because we take all the same classes because it's a small program, I saw him like on Zoom and I was like, oh, he's kind of cute, whatever. And then one time I saw him on Hinge.
Oh.
No. So I'm on Hinge and he liked me on Hinge and I was telling my big about it and I was like, oh, ha ha ha, that's so funny. I know this person. And then I accidentally pressed X, but I thought he was cute.
Oof.
And then I saw him and he's in that class with like 15 people.
Is he short?
No, he gives me tall vibes. Oh, I don't know. I've never seen him in person because we had.
Oh, I was about to say, like, I forgot his online. I was like, what do you mean tall
same.
Vibes? He's taller. He's not.
Yes, yeah, I was confused.
He gives me tall vibes. But my big was like, just message him on Zoom and be like, hey, remember when you like the Unhinged and I accidentally like, by the way. And that was so funny. But yeah, the class is really good. I'm Aww. So excited. I'm actually really excited for my courses this year.
That's so good.
Except I have presentations and I've never done a presentation in university.
Are your classes big?
They're
not that bad. It's just, it gets annoying when you have a semi-big class and everyone's presenting. And you're
like, no, it's like 20 people max.
Oh, then class. That.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad.
That's beautiful. But
it's like a research paper on like, you know, decriminalizing sex work.
Fine. What? You have to do a presentation about that?
Yeah, I have a presentation about that and I have a presentation about like youth incarceration.
Jeez, these are heavy topics.
Yeah.
Since it's the first week, you know how lots of like the beginning lectures and all that, like for example, like I don't have to go to like most of my labs just because they only start in like week two. So like lots of week one content is just like, oh, the syllabus, what to expect of the course, blah, blah, blah. So like lots of the classes I had ended early because they talk for like maybe half the like amount of time. Like even one of like my profs, like it was originally an 8:30 class. To 10, but he was like, guys, can we just do 9? And I was like, yeah, we can. I did go to that 9 o'clock class, and was I like rushing because I did not leave myself enough time and I took too long to get ready? Yes, but not that's not the point. So I walked into my environmental justice class, okay? Ooh. pretty big class, you know, kind of excited. I've had this prof before, she's okay, and the content's just really interesting. I'm sitting down and she's like talking about the course and then she goes into the content and that man professor she used so much of the time and I was like, I'm not ready. Like, I thought we were just gonna talk about the syllabus. And then she proceeded to freaking lecture and I was like, man,
I hate when they do that.
I was like, you couldn't even like ease me into it. You kind of just woo.
The one in-person class I have is 12 to 6 on a Tuesday. Bro, and the first day...
That feels illegal.
That's a full day of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shift.
It's a lab. So basically, on our first day of school, everyone was so cocky. We were like, we're going to be out by like 3. Like, it's not even going to be a big deal. It's going to be great. We get in and they're like, so we're going to do this and this. They show us like what we're going to do today and it ends at 6. And you just see everyone just slump in their chair. We're like, shit, we're here for a long time.
Bro, that's insane. 12 to 6?
That
doesn't feel brutal. Legal.
That's child labor.
It's really long, but like when you're course? In it, it feels pretty short.
It's one course?
Yeah, it's one like class. Television production. But then like I'm with my program and like we're all friends. So it's just like one giant hangout.
Oh, that's cute.
But even if I was with like my closest friends, I would still not put myself through that.
Babe, us three
Excuse
spent
me.
6 hours a day together for a year.
Hey, but that's like different. There's different topics, you know? We're not just learning one thing.
Yes.
But... Well, we're not doing the same thing for 6 hours. It's like everyone's doing different things constantly.
Okay.
No, we're not just sitting there like
theory
lectured for 6 hours. No. Like we're actually doing stuff. Oh, I'd drop out.
Yeah.
In my environmental tutorial or like seminar, basically, so we have a partner like presentation. So like you have a list of topics, like, and you get like matched up based on the one you picked. So like we're going around, and since it's third year, there's lots of people from different like programs. So it's not just like the environmental like studies or science people, it's like everyone. It was like our first seminar, we're going around telling about, like, talking about yourself, like, what's your major, blah, blah, blah. So, like, it goes to, like, this one, or these few people, and they're like, oh, I'm, like, in economics. And I was like, oh, you're in economics, and you're in this environmental justice, like, class? Funny, like, this is very contradictory. I was like, you guys are the problem.
Oh, dang.
How dare you step foot in this class? But no, funny. I'm joking, but they seemed really nice.
The whole civil war in this justice class.
Civil war.
So basically at work, you know, when we had a poppet, okay? Basically a kid forgot it, left it behind.
What's a poppet?
It's like a fidget toy.
Okay.
So this kid left it behind. We like kept it in somewhere, like in a bag, and no one really touched it. And then we're like, we want to play with it. So we like sanitize it, put in like the bleach solution. Like we went through this whole process to disinfect it because we're like, ew, kids.
Oh, not COVID, just disgusting child.
Just children. So then, you know, that poppet gave so many of us happiness. Like when someone's on cash, they're just casually popping it. Like whenever like we're bored, we just do a little poppet race. Like, you know, that was the happiest times. And then one day we just noticed it's gone. And, like, we kept joking. We're like, oh, yeah, the poppet definitely, like, made the productivity of the store, like, 50% less. Like, definitely lowered it. But we were happy. Like, happiness went up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then one day it's gone. And we're like, where did it go? So we had, like, a bunch of suspicions. We're like, oh, like, one of them was, like, one of the coworkers that left took it.
We're like, stole it. Thief.
So that was one theory. Then the other one was like, oh, like, our boss took it because she knows that it's a distraction. So we kept making jokes where it's like, oh my god, it's like she's taking away, like, our boss is taking away what we love. So one day I show up to work, and since like it's getting colder and school started, it's not as busy, so lots of like my shift were just like chilling around, like chatting. So basically there's trivia, we have like trivia cards, and it's like old trivia, the questions are really hard, but you know, we kind of just play it whenever we're bored. And apparently the boss, she's been meaning to get rid of it because she doesn't want us to do that on company time, but sometimes it gets so boring. So when I went to work the other day, it was boring, we didn't have any customers, so we're like, let's play trivia. So we look under the table where trivia usually stored, it's not there. And we're like we're like, no, like we start freaking out because we're like, oh my god, like she took it, like it's gone, like what are we gonna do? We all get sent into panic mode, like, in the supervisor chat. My manager, she, like, texts. She's, like, she asks, like, another supervisor. She's, like, where is it? Like, who put it? Like, did anyone clean it up? Like, we need it. So then, like, none of them knew where it was. And then eventually we found, or, like, my manager found it. And it was in a box in the back called, like, things that shouldn't be under, like, it, like, under the counter. And then we brought back trivia and we were saved. But, yeah, that was my quick update. It was really fun. It was such a... such a funny, like, 3 hours of us just panicking looking for the trivia.
The box was labeled things to not put under the counter.
Yeah, and there was, like, a
that's funny.
And then, but we still haven't found the poppet, and we're still kind of sad. But
the
then
mystery continues.
But it was really funny, because later on in that night, one of my coworkers, like, comes out with bubble wrap, because our cones, like, in the box, like, there's bubble wrap, so they don't break. So she comes out with the bubble wrap, and I'm like, wait a minute. Bubble wrap is the original poppet. Like... like it clicked in my mind, and I was like, reject modernity, like embrace tradition, like there it is. But yeah,
I'm a traditionalist.
But yeah, that's my little quick update at work.
Thank so you. Roya likes has a gift to of coming up with prompts for this podcast.
Well, I'm a gift that keeps giving.
So she came up with three that we're gonna tackle this episode, but the first one we're gonna start with is called Moments We Wished We Caught on Camera. So it's like something that happened in your life and you're like, dang, I wish I could watch this back.
I have one
on a video camera. What is it, Maria?
Okay, so this was during the summer. I had a closing shift at work, or like a late shift, and I was walking home. And like during the summer, since all the like the street I walk in, it's basically just students, it was there's no one there. So it's like really quiet. It was really nice. Like you don't really run into, like I never really ran into anyone on my walk home. So I'm walking and there's this guy skateboarding, and like, oh, the guy was cute too. So I'm like, wow, he skates by me. I continue walking. And then once I walk a bit, I look back and then I like look to where he was and I see him looking, but him turning away. And I was like, ah! So after that, I was like, oh, what a shame. So I continue to walk and he made a loop. And then he left again. And I was like, bye.
So why do you want this on camera? So you can, like, pause the video to see what he looks like. Admire his
face again.
Yeah.
And B, that was such a picturesque movie moment. Why wouldn't I want to catch it on tape? Oh, it was beautiful.
Exactly. I have one. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but one morning I was eating oatmeal for breakfast. And I had a mouthful of oatmeal. And I all of a sudden felt the urge to sneeze, but like I couldn't swallow all that oatmeal that quickly and I wasn't going to spit it back out and I couldn't decide what to do. And then I just sneezed. The oatmeal went everywhere.
Ew.
And when that happened,
I catch that on video.
On film because I want to see like the panic in my eyes as I tried to quickly make a decision and then watch it like slow-mo like explode.
I have another one.
What is it?
I wish I caught myself drowning in Cuba on film.
Let's replay my trauma.
Yeah, I was like, I have to relive it, re-see it to get over it. And I think having it on film would be a very useful resource.
I think that's a good idea. We can reenact it.
Yeah, we can reenact
it. Oh my god, yeah. That'd be really funny. We reenact it now, like we're like 20 years old.
Yeah, so I wish I had that on camera. Because I think, you know, over the years, the story probably got messed around with. Like, I probably was just an idiot.
What if like that you actually did get it on camera and you finally get to look back on it and it was just you in a bathtub and somehow it like grew into you like almost drowning.
It was shallow. But yeah, so I wish I had that on film. Miriam, you?
One thing I wish I had on film, probably one of my most embarrassing moments. My brother and I were on a flight, just him and I. And we're about to land. And I wish this whole, like, this part was also included on camera. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, I'm feeling kind of sick.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't feel good.
Oy.
And he's like, and him and I got into an argument. And he was like, no, you're fine. Blah, blah, blah.
That's what he sounds like, by the way.
Yeah, that's verbatim that's what happened. And then I kept telling him, like, I feel sick. And then, but since I was, like, a underage traveler, like, I had, like, an air steward, like, helping me, like, pick up my stuff.
Wait, how old were you in this?
I was young. I was under under 16. And we get off the plane and we're at baggage claim. And the person who was like, you know, accompanying me was there. And I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. I don't feel well. And the person was like, well, because your brother's here, like we can't, you have to go all together. And I was like, well, I need to go now. And she said, no. And I threw up in baggage claim.
You should have threw up on
her.
So I wish I caught that on camera, but I wish I caught everything on camera.
The context.
For her telling me, no, we can't go to the bathroom, and me like, drawing up.
You need to, like, set the stage.
Yeah, it wasn't just random, you know, vlog, but that was really funny.
That's funny.
Oh, my. If I was the steward lady, I'd be like, this bitch.
Well, I said I
couldn't hold it.
Like, I always joke how it's like I wish I had indoor security cameras because funny shit happens and I constantly wish I have things like that are filmed. Like one time, like my sister and I, it was like really late at night and we were playing around in the kitchen and one thing led to another where we were just throwing rice paddles at each other.
Rice paddles?
Like, yeah. You know, like the rice, like
the thing to scoop rice? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So like we're just throwing them at each other and like running around our kitchen, like in and out. And then at one point she gets the rice paddle. I'm like, shit. So I start running away and she like clips me in the, like she, like, I don't know how she aimed it, but she clips me in the back and I like arch my back and I was, oh, it was bad. But I wish I caught that.
There's so many like moments of athleticism like that you wish you could catch on camera.
Like, it's, you know, so what I wish, spontaneous.
Yeah.
Does remember when you got hot chocolate on your pants?
Okay. Okay. The thing is, hot chocolate is like tame way to say it. That looked like some,
it was
sort
a
of
mysterious,
like,
substance.
It literally looked like a turd with like oats in it. Oh my god. So for those of you who don't know.
Doesn't set the scene.
Okay, So imagine little old high school Jasmine just having such a great day because I forget who, but one of my friends got me a coffee. And that's like in high school, so nice. Probably Miriam. Shout out Miriam. She's my dealer. She's my plug. But so I finished. Okay, wait, actually, that coffee thing isn't even relevant to the story at all.
Why is that?
It was hot chocolate. It was someone else's.
No, it was important because the person who did it.
Oh, yes. Okay, so the coffee cups, is important because I left the empty cup at my, like, computer because we were working in the computer labs, and then I went to the washroom. And there's this girl in our school who has, like, special needs, and she has, like, a tic where she sees, like, water containers or like coffee containers, she has to grab it and like she's like attracted to them,
and
I guess.
Empty it
everywhere. So because I left my coffee cup there, she saw it. She made a beeline to it and like good thing it was empty, but she like tried to pour everything out. And so I come back to my desk and I don't think much of it. I was just very relieved that the coffee was empty so that she didn't like pour coffee all over the computer, and I sit down and I do my work. The bell rings. School's over. I'm so happy because school's over. And get up.
Oh, and on that night, we had an eventful day. Like, me, Miriam, Jasmine, and another friend. We were going to, like, kill time because our school was doing these, like, theater, like, performances. So, like, it was set to be a great day.
It was set to be, like, we have to be at school, like, longer than actual time. Like, when most people are going home, we're going to stay longer. So, bell rings. I'm so happy. I get up. And Miriam's, like, what the heck is on your pants? And I like turn to look at my butt and there's just this turd. Like I'm not gonna sugarcoat it.
Thick brown substance.
Mario called it chocolate milk. It was chunky. It was not milky texture at all. It was like chocolate cheese just on my butt. And the thing is, like, for a hot second I was like, oh my god, did I like unknowingly shit myself? But then like logic hit and I'm like, if I shit myself, it wouldn't be on the outside of my pants.
And it'd be stinky.
And I was looking at it and I was just like in disbelief because I couldn't even tell what it was. Mm-hmm. And to this day we have no idea what it is.
It might have been coffee, but I think she drank some of it and like it
spit it out. Shut up.
You something like that.
That because, was throw up.
Because like that same day, it happened in different classes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that could have been.
You're telling me I sat in yak?
Probably.
Probably, but, oh, babe.
So Jasmine,
it was awful.
So basically, on like I had a different fourth period class. So I went to go meet up with Jasmine and Miriam. And then they're like telling me all this, like, what's happened.
Well, I have dookie on my pants.
Yeah, and I already heard about it. Like, I already heard about it from other teachers, like, what was going on at the time. So I'm like, wait, whoa. So they explained to me what happened. So Jasmine goes to the bathroom, calls her mom to
bring me a new pair of pants, which is something you should not be doing in high school.
At the age of, like, 17.
Yeah, I would get it if you're 7, but mom, not at 17.
Mom, I need pants. You should have brought a change of clothes and a Ziploc bag.
But we used to do that?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's quite easy.
Indoor and shoes.
Honestly, it's the move. It's the move.
It's so smart.
It's so smart. But
Jasmine, I should have done it that day.
Jasmine goes to the bathroom. I meet her mom outside. I like have her.
Yeah. Where's my relay?
I have all her clothes in the little bag. I like run to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, Jasmine. I'm pretty sure I was really nice to Jasmine. Like I felt so bad for her. And then I like I don't think I teased you. I hope I didn't because I actually felt bad. And then I like drop off the clothes. Jasmine like comes out with like fresh new pants, and I remember we had the bag with the clothes and we didn't know where to put it
because I didn't want to like leave it in a bag.
I think we left it stinky. In my locker.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We had lockers, like why did we put it in there?
Yeah but we didn't want to put it in a locker. We like, didn't know what it was.
It was like Roya's saying like she hoped she didn't mock me. I don't remember. I blacked out.
I wish the whole thing was caught on camera.
But that would be so funny.
In specific, I hope it was caught from like a security camera perspective.
I want to know exactly what that substance was. Like, I need to know.
Like, I want different angles of the situation. Like, what happened before? What happened
because
after?
I was there when she came in.
And you didn't notice anything, right?
No, but I remember it. Like, I remember being there when it happened. Like when she came in and the coffee hole, all that thing. But like. Yeah.
Because it's really, like, abrupt. Like, you don't see it coming, and then all of a sudden she's there, like, throwing things, and it was, oh my god.
Yeah, it was, like, a thing where we had to, like, hide our water bottles. But like, the teachers would tell us to, because it was, like, it wasn't just, like, we were being mean and, like, putting away our water bottles. Like, we were being told to.
Yeah.
Man, that is definitely an event we need on camera.
Yeah. Mysterious poopy liquid.
Ew, don't call it that.
Substance zero.
Substance zero. That's what started COVID.
That's what set the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good moment.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one to end on. We can always revisit this topic another day, you know?
Yeah. If we ever, like, experience a new moment we wish we caught on camera. Yeah. But let's move on. Next one. This one is more philosophical.
Syphilis.
This one's more syphilis. This one's more scholastic. So, are we closer to a utopia or a dystopia?
I don't know the difference.
Okay, utopia is like is heaven.
Like paradise, like ooh.
And dystopia is like the Hell Hunger bad. Games.
Oh, dystopia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like, North Korea, I would say, is a dystopia.
Oh.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
I mean, it's not even
I know. I didn't know we were getting political about it.
Jasmine did say it was getting a bit scholastic in here, so I don't know what you thought. But yeah, I'm just excited to hear your thoughts.
Who's gonna take the floor first? Our soon to be lawyer.
When I first thought of this prompt, the reason, because lots of the time when I read a prompt, I think about how you guys would respond to it or like what your answer would be, and like the only thing that went through my head was like, you know what Jasmine would say? She'd be like,
yeah. We're living in a zootopia.
I was like, we'd be living in a utopia if the dinosaurs were here. Like that was my only thought while writing it.
We're so close. If we could just bring the dinos back.
But yeah.
But what restore the earth to its glory days.
What would you argue? Are we closer? Okay.
I actually really thought about this, and I have a pretty deep answer.
Oh, okay. Go.
I think we're closer to a dystopia. And let me tell you why.
Please do share.
So I think ever since like humans like came onto this planet, we've been trying to do is make our lives easier. Like with everything we invent, like whether it be fire, the wheel, or an iPhone, like we're all trying to like make our lives easier for us. But I don't think easier is better. And I think we confuse that. Like if you look at our world now, at least in first world countries, like everything is at our disposal. But like if you look at mental health, it's worse than it's ever been before. And I think it's because like we're trying to take away all the challenges in our life, and then we don't know how to deal with them when they happen. Yeah. So I think we're working towards the people in WALL-E.
It's like we're I feel like you're doing it's like
and you were so academic until you said the last part.
And those people in WALL-E, like if you think about it, like they have their every needs taken care of and they should like objectively be happy, but like, I think they're the most miserable people I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like the way you're describing, it's like we're all working towards like a fake utopia.
At what cost?
Yeah, that we think is going to be all great and like arguably is great at sometimes, but
it's kind of like if you have like people who have helicopter parents and they think they're doing their best for the kid by like sheltering the kid and keeping it safe. But like when it gets into the real world and doesn't have any tools to fight anything, it's fucked.
Like you need to have challenges to like have a good life, which I think like, I mean, like you said, Jasmine, like even with like making material things to make life easier in terms of like innovations, like it also causes so many problems like politically that just in turn, you know, make our world shitty because like politics rules the world.
And I think like another thing to like present into this argument, it's like what's your time frame? Because for example, if I'm thinking of like here from like 100 years ago, I'd rather be here now, you know? So it's like this to like it's funny because like in the long term, it could look at like a dystopia. But then if you're thinking on like a shorter term, it could seem or at least feel more
like a utopia.
Yeah, so it's like for me, like the way I look at it really depends on how you frame it. Like, where do you start? Where do you end?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Interesting. That's true. Because like as a woman, you wouldn't want to be a woman 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be.
I think I was thinking more like society in general. Rather than like.
That's why it's like it's a fun conversation because you can approach it in different ways. Like you can think of like technology. Like, oh, we're definitely at like peak, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Technology is great now.
Or even the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You would think we're in a utopia because we can control everything and like manipulate everything to our will.
Yeah. And then there's like, for example, like the social aspect. Like, are we probably better or better off than before? But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love this like conversation because you can take it so many different ways.
Yeah.
In conclusion,
very interesting.
We're living in a zootopia.
I conclude.
But so you both think we're going to dystopia, or are any?
I think we're in a dystopia.
Dang.
Our world's
off
going to
the
shit.
Hunger Games.
Yeah. No, literally, guys. I have to stop watching the news because it's bad.
It's a lot. It's really bad for my mental health.
I can't watch the news anymore.
But the thing with the news is like, if it bleeds, it leads, right? Like they're just telling crisis after crisis because that's what you'll watch rather than like, oh,
the news
to elderly people helped a woman today.
Yeah. The news is just so confusing because like after I learned that I forget what company owns like everything, I was like, what's the point?
Oh yeah, there's like they own CNN and Fox.
I was like, what the?
And I'm like, ooh,
like what's the point?
Isn't it Rupert Murdoch?
Yeah, I think.
And then Amazon bought, like, the New York Times? No, yeah. Washington Post.
Washington Post.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, nothing's true anymore. It's all in shambles.
Free press.
And then no one wants to pay 50 cents to read an article.
Yeah. So, over my dead body.
When I see, like, oh, comes like, support journalism, I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
I was like, when at the minute I see a paywall, I'm like, sorry, guys.
I'm like, okay, I'll read BuzzFeed then.
I was like, sorry, guys. I'll go on Twitter. So the last topic I thought of, it's one of my favorites because whenever I see, like, a tweet about it or, like, using this sort of prompt, it's always funny. And that prompt is the consequences of the Industrial Revolution, but it can't be serious, like pollution, like, you know, it can't be serious, like, like we have to do, like something, like, joke, like, oh, like, pop it, like, that's mm-hmm. the consequence. So, yeah, that's our prompt.
So, sorry, what's the Industrial Revolution? Like,
you should know this.
Is that when we, like, invented cars?
Yeah. That time. It's basically when we started to, like, modernize.
Modernize, okay.
And, like, things became, like, more efficient, like fuel power or, like, steam, like, coal. Like, that's when it all started. So when, like, society took that leap to develop, like, what are the consequences of us developing?
A Tesla.
Really? Are they bad?
Yeah. I don't like Elon Musk.
Ah, fair. There's, like, a few Tesla's like in the student era, and I was like, who
is affording this?
I was like, A, who's bringing a Tesla here? B, why is the Tesla driving on like gravel, like bad roads? I was like, whoa.
Tesla can do anything.
But yeah.
Consequences of Industrial Revolution.
I think I know one.
What?
Women's pockets on like anything. Like that's a consequence. Like, why are they so small?
Or the lack thereof pockets.
Like, did you hear that they're small because they want women to buy purses?
Purses, yeah.
Oh,
That's the consequence of the Industrial Revolution, man.
Yeah. Is that Industrial Revolution or is that capitalism? Or is it both?
Oh, probably that too.
I was mind blown when I heard that. I was like, dang. That's really smart.
Shoot, now we're getting too serious.
back it up. Pop it.
Fidget spinners.
The Reese's peanut butter cup, that shit's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like it that much either. I was never like a Reese's type of gal.
Reese's are so good.
No.
Chocolate and peanut butter combined that's like a match made in heaven.
I don't know about that.
Mira's like, not in my heaven.
not in my utopia.
Wow, Jasmine, we truly are living in a dystopia. Thanks for proving it.
Because Because everyone hates Reese's peanut butter cups, or because there are Reese's.
The Industrial Revolution, but alas.
Yeah, industrial, like a train track.
Yeah, I just thought I'd say it.
Consequence?
Freaking Via Rail.
I was thinking that.
It is so slow and inefficient. I was like, we could have had a high speed train, and instead we got the Via Rail.
I was literally thinking that.
High speed trains are so awesome.
I'd rather have the Go Bus or the Go Train like reach from place to place than the Via Rail.
Do you know how depressing it is to be on the Via Rail and watch cars pass you? When like they have traffic and you do not? Like
Do you know how sucky feels when the Via Rail promises you AC and Wi-Fi, but
and they provide you with neither?
Damn. It is rough.
Oh, yeah, you know that's the consequence.
That's where my trust issues started, the Via Rail.
Oh. Yeah, same, doesn't
it? Oh my god, hoverboards are the dumbest thing I have ever...
Just get a freaking Segway.
What possessed everyone in 2015 to buy a hoverboard? It doesn't even hover.
you're not wrong.
That's literally the biggest marketing scam ever. You're scamming people. I'm gonna buy a hoverboard.
The real world.
But it doesn't hover. Oh my god. It's like buying a toothbrush and it doesn't have a brush.
It's a stick.
Yeah. Brush sold separately.
Sorry, I know we're doing consequences, but I was just thinking, like, can we flip it for a second on like things I'm grateful for?
Yeah. What?
Friggin' skee ball. Skee ball is so fun.
I'm so confused at this topic.
I don't like this. I'm like, there's too many things.
It's sensory overload, but like I'm here for it. Like, sorry, going back to skee ball. Skee ball is so fun. Wait, can we have another episode, a separate conversation about arcade and arcade games?
Oh yeah.
Okay, we'll do that another day. But
okay,
we'll tease that skee ball. Ooh.
Ew.
But, okay, now rewinding back to consequence. Sorry, guys.
Oh, here's a consequence of the Industrial Revolution. Mm-hmm. Android phones. Like, why are you trying to be better than me with your little, like... I literally, like, oh, because of your specs? If I have to hear someone else, like, someone speak about specs, like, I don't know what that means, and I don't care.
The consequence of the Industrial Revolution? Nerds. Oh, shit, man.
Nerds.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, not just like Industrial Revolution, but what are just some stupid products where you're like, I can't believe people actually spent money on this. Like, oh, here's one. Pet rocks. Go
That's
outside. Yeah. People literally spend money on a pet rock.
Just go grab one from outside. I used to eat rocks.
Yeah.
Thanks for confessing that.
That's a consequence of the Industrial Revolution. You forced Miriam to eat rocks.
I was a kid.
Famine.
I don't know why I did that. I was well fed, and I was eating rocks.
She was well fed, and she was shitting pebbles. Oh my god. Okay, have you ever washed shoes in the dryer and like you hear the click, click? Like, because all laces, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not the right word. That's not the best example. I mean, what would make clinking sounds?
Glasses?
Clink. Heels?
Where are you trying to get at,
I'm trying to, like,
find the end
I'm trying to
first.
Find a simile or metaphor
I'm looking.
Stones dropping into a toilet bowl. Because that's very, after eating rocks.
Damn, that silence was too loud.
That was too loud. Oh my god.
It's okay, Jasmine.
Moment caught on camera. Awful joke. Boxed water.
Honestly,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I can vibe with boxed water.
You're
the consequence of the Industrial Revolution. Holy.
Yeah, cream soda.
Ugh. Disgusting. Oh, those pencil cases that were like, oh, it's a sharpener, it's a magnifying glass.
I have one.
I have one too, and I never used any of them.
You know what's a consequence?
What?
Okay, it comes from escalators. When people would like plank on the in between the two things of two railings of an escalator, one going up, one going down, and spin. That is a consequence of the Industrial Revolution.
Any social media challenge is a great challenge.
The cinnamon challenge.
Any of them.
Consequence. Oh my gosh.
Parkour.
Planking.
Planking.
Sign you're in a dystopia. Planking.
Planking, but not like the athletic kind.
Just laying on a bench.
Planking derogatory.
Oh my gosh. Honestly.
As an insult from now on, I'm gonna be like, you're planker.
You give me like a planking vibe.
You give me like 2015 cinnamon challenge vibe.
Did you guys ever do it? I never did it.
Never.
No, I hate. Okay, I don't hate cinnamon, but I could never just put that much in my mouth.
I'm just good at rejecting peer pressure.
I've tried the saltine challenge.
Of course that's you did.
Tough. I've done the chubby bunny challenge.
Oh, wait, wasn't I there when you...
Everyone did the chubby bunny challenge. That was so fun.
Justin, wasn't I there when you did the saltine one? It was in Quebec, wasn't it?
I've done it multiple times. I'm kind of, like, known for the saltine challenge.
My bad.
Saltines are so good, though.
They're so good. That's why, like, I'm willing to do it. But I would never just put a spoonful of cinnamon in my mouth.
On a side story, when Justin and I were in Quebec, they had saltines, like, free to take. And, bro, I took so many.
They're so good.
Maria was, like, when an Asian tomato mom soup at the buffet. Like, I'm going to bring, like, a purse full of this home.
Saltines. They're so good.
With soup, yeah, Miriam? That's the
best. With tomato soup.
Oof. Oof.
Love me some salt. The ones that come in the red packet.
That's a product of the Industrial Revolution.
Thank you, Industrial Revolution, for good tomato soup and saltines.
And saltines.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
Oh.
What?
Never mind. Nothing.
Dang. You guys ever heard of Squishmallows?
Oh, those are so cute.
Fucking hate. Oh.
Oh,
that's a consequence of the Industrial Revolution.
They're cute. I don't have any. They're okay. Some of them are cute. Some of them are ugly as shit. I'm like,
they're
why?
So expensive. Webkinz.
Like, no, Webkinz. Don't install Webkinz like that. Webkinz were so much better. But Squishmallows, absolutely not. You can get a cuter stuffed animal anywhere else.
Well, Rhea loves off against Squishmallows.
I hate them.
He or she would die on Squishmallow.
They're like high-key ugly, some of them. And I'm like, why are you buying this?
Some are cute. I don't have any, though. I think it's weird if you're over the age of, like, 20. Actually, no. If you're over the age of 16 and you're collecting them, there is an issue. Please, stop embarrassing
Miriam's
yourself.
Room is just a shrine of Squishmallows.
No, I don't have any.
When we're done recording, she's like, it's okay, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Squishmaniac. Like,
if you're above the age of, like, 16 and you're still collecting stuffed animals, but okay, collecting them is one thing, but collecting them and putting them on your bed?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No. You have one.
Yeah, I have a whale.
Yeah, having, like, 20... Okay,
oh
guys.
Yeah,
let's chill on that.
You want me to put on your diaper?
You go
too,
in
huh?
And there's 40 eyes looking at you.
You want me to rock? You want me to tuck you in bed, huh?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. This was a good section.
This has been quite the eventful episode.
I think like this honestly, this topic can come again. Like,
yeah. There's so many consequences. One episode isn't enough.
This podcast is a consequence of the Industrial Revolution.
Guys, it's been almost a year.
Whoa.
Oh my god, we started in October, right?
We should do something for a year anniversary.
Start a new revolution.
We all quit. We just stopped.
We did for a year and we're done.
It was a pilot program.
I actually can't believe we've been doing this for a year. That's actually impressive. Like,
it doesn't
pat on the back.
It doesn't make it.
I feel like
we started yesterday.
Remember when I had to convince you guys? I was like, guys, trust me, it's going to be fun, please.
Aww. Wow, look in honor of our one-year anniversary, we'll release our unaired, like, first episode.
We'll release all the clips that never make it into the episode.
Imagine.
We'll reveal what the podcast name was actually going to be.
Oh,
God. Just kidding, guys. We're taking that to the grave.
No way. Unless it's behind, like, a $1,000 paywall or something.
Oh, yeah. Unless we get a sponsor. Unless we get money.
We put that out, Roya. We're never getting a sponsor.
Honestly, money can make me talk. And talk I will.
But thank you for listening to another episode of Don't Quote Us. See you next week.
Spread the
gospel. It's been real, folks. Oh.
Spread the gospel?
What gospel? Yes.
Of what?
Our podcast.
Squishmallows?
Oh, that too. Yeah, spread that. If anyone listening to this, and what, the two people that are listening, if you guys get squishmallows, don't listen to this ever again.
That was a moan, and that was not disgust. I just thought I'd let everyone know. There's a bug on my wall. I just killed it.
Okay, we'll end it.
Okay, bye.